In Kentucky, Bell South is planning to hang up service to thousands of its payphones, and that's angering some state officials. Cell phones have driven down the demand for payphones across the country, but Bell South's critics say payphones still provide a lifeline for many people. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Kim Cerise reports.
With phone service increasingly moving away from landlines and cellular and internet communication at a near saturation point, the tried-and-true payphone is now considered a bit like the red-headed stepchild of the communications industry. At 50 cents a call, Bell South says payphones are no longer making them money, so it's dropping its payphone service, removing more than 3,500 payphones across Kentucky, 500 in downtown Louisville alone. Keith Vallade of Louisville's Metro Human Needs Alliance, an organization that works with low-income families, says removing payphones in the city's urban center creates significant problems.
We know that low-income customers rely on payphones for accessing services. We know that they can be critical in domestic violence situations.
At a busy downtown Louisville gas station, Lillian Downey just finished talking on a Bell South payphone. She says she makes about a dozen calls a week from such phones.
Because I can't afford cell phones, and they're really expensive. I mean, I'm always using the payphone. I'm always on the road with my daughter and the kids, and I stop and use payphones all the time.
Andrew Melanikovich is with Kentucky's Public Service Commission. He says limiting the number of payphones could hurt Louisville's city center and also create serious problems for travelers in rural parts of the state.
You can still find yourself in many places in Kentucky where, even if you've got the best cell phone available, it's not going to work simply because there aren't any towers anywhere close by. So you can have all the technology in the world, but if you're not in a position to use it, you may still have to go to the payphone.
Ellen Jones is Bell South's regional director for Kentucky. She says there are nearly 150 competitors in the state, and many are willing to pick up the slack.
There are some areas where competitors have not entered into a market, and we are looking at those now and trying to determine how to serve those particular areas.
But the Public Service Commission's Andrew Melanikovich says the companies Jones cites aren't competitors. They're mom-and-pop laundromats and gas stations that own a phone or two at their business location. The State Public Service Commission last month denied Bell South's request to be released from a contract that obligates it to supply at least one public coin phone in each of the state's three-digit exchanges. Bell South's Ellen Jones says the company is looking to satisfy the contract, possibly through a third-party provider. But meanwhile, activists like Keith Vallade say community concerns need to be addressed.
Payphones are taken for granted until they're gone. What we really need to be able to get a handle on, and we can't seem to, is where are the phones that are going to be changing?
State officials want Bell South to address their concerns by early February, but the company says it's not changing its plan to get out of the payphone business by March 1st. For NPR News, I'm Kim Cerise in Louisville.